Every year there are international film festivals in places like Cannes, Telluride, Berlin, and New York. The largest and most widely attended film festival in North America is now underway in Montreal. Film critic Peter Rayner of the Los Angeles Herald Examiner is covering the Montreal Film Festival and is joining us on the telephone. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Terry.
What's the importance of the Montreal Film Festival?
Well, the importance basically is just to showcase as many films from all over the world as you can possibly pack into 10 days. There are something like 550 screenings from 48 different countries, and about 300,000 people are supposed to be buying tickets. So it's really an opportunity to see movies from all over the world that you might not normally see in your local multiplex, or at least not for a while.
Do most of these films have distributors, or are they there to find that?
Well, I'd say about half of them have distributors, although in many cases they don't have distribution in all the territories around the world. The rest of them, particularly in the marketplace section of the festival, are actively pursuing deals, and you can't get in an elevator in this hotel here without somebody mentioning the word deal in some language or other.
Is there any one film that you have taken a special interest in that's been screened so far at the festival?
Well, the festival is about halfway through now, and I'd say of the pictures I've seen, the Satyajit Ray picture, Enemy of the People, is a wonderful movie. It's an Indian version of the Ibsen play.
What other films have you seen that you've liked?
There's a movie called My Left Foot. It's an Irish picture with Daniel Day-Lewis. He plays Christy Brown, who was a cerebral palsy victim who could only use his left foot and was a painter and a novelist and sort of a terrific guy. And the movie is basically a biopic about Christy Brown, and Day-Lewis does the entire performance basically from a wheelchair. You can hardly hear what he's saying. His movements are spasmodic, but it's an amazing performance. There's a Polish director, Krzysztof Kozłowski, who has done a series of films for Polish television that are getting a tremendous amount of acclaim here. He may be the next sort of hot director on the international scene.
So tell me, after you come back from these festivals, are the best movies usually shown eventually in American movie houses?
Quite often the films that are English language or, say, French or Italian are, but not always. And many of the best movies from, say, India or the Far East or even Canada very often don't get American distribution, or it's several years down the line. The reason for this is that art houses in America are a sort of diminishing quantity, and you don't really have the opportunity to show these films, and there isn't enough of an audience for them. I think if you have a great movie, people will see it. They just have to physically be able to go to a theater and see it. And that's one of the main functions of a film festival, that you're able to write about these movies and alert distributors to them. But I think that of the best films that I've seen here, hopefully all of them will get distribution in America, namely the Ray picture. Even the Polish Decalogues, I think, by Kozłowski will be shown, and My Left Foot will definitely be shown in the fall.
Okay, well, Peter Rayner, thank you very much for reporting for us on the Montreal Film Festival.
Thanks, Terry.